Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The federal court in California has set an expedited hearing on the issue of our lawsuit banning worship and in-home Bible studies in California. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the federal court has now ordered the governor of California to respond by this coming Monday to our federal lawsuit. So the case is on a very fast track. This is what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And this is frankly what we need, because every day is a day of what we would consider irreparable harm. It's a day that you cannot retrieve again. You can't recreate that. And so when you lose your constitutional rights to freedom of speech, for example, or freedom of religion, each day is irreparable. You can't retrieve that.
And we're talking about worship services here. Churches meeting on Sunday. So every Sunday that goes by that this ban is on, they're violating the governor's rules.
Yeah. And so, and it's not just on Sunday, because remember, this also in 30 plus counties bans in-home Bible studies and fellowship. Yeah. So that's every day. That's 7 days a week. Every day that goes by, people cannot gather in their homes in 30 plus counties. And churches have more than one meeting during the week. They have Sunday, they have midweek, they have other events that go on throughout the week. None of those services are permissible. What about the situations where you have individuals that gather together in support groups? Many churches have support groups for people that are coming off of various kinds of addictions, and they gather together for support. All those are banned. You can't have any of those meetings in a church.
And those life groups where they, you know, get together each week and talk about maybe the sermon or go a little more in depth into Bible study, those are also banned.
They're all banned at 30 plus counties, and the number of counties can continue to grow. So we filed a federal lawsuit just a little less than 2 weeks ago. And so the federal court ordered the governor to respond by August the 3rd to our lawsuit, and then at some point thereafter, the court will ultimately make a ruling. And depending upon what the court does, the case will go up to the Court of Appeals and perhaps even up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a case where we represent Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministries against Governor Gavin Newsom's unconstitutional orders. And he's issued a number of them, but the two that really prompted the suit for us include first banning singing and chanting statewide, and then shortly thereafter that, banning all in-person religious services, including in your home, for Bible studies and worship. And that covers about 80% of the population, about 30-plus counties. In the rest of the counties, the singing and chanting ban is still in effect. You can worship in small numbers, 100 people, 25% of your building capacity, or 100 people, whichever is less. So if you have a 5,000-seat sanctuary, you can only have 100 people.
Yeah, but he's also even limited outdoor worship services.
Yeah, he's also limited outdoor worship services. In those other 20% of the population of the counties where you can have limited service, whether inside or outside, no singing or chanting. So you can't have a song in your home with your neighbor. You can't sing Amazing Grace or anything of that nature. You can't sing any worship song at all. You can only sing in your heart, make melody in your heart, but you can't actually vocalize it, contrary to the scriptures that talk about singing in psalms and spiritual psalms to encourage one another and praise the Lord. The Lord inhabits, you know, the praise of his people.
You know, I think it's important to note, I mean, our plaintiff, Harvest Rock Church, has 162 churches throughout California, but think of big picture here. This court decision can have an impact on the entire state, on every church in the state.
Yeah, it sure can. So this is a major case. Continue to pray for it. We should have some kind of ruling from the federal court. You know, these cases should be very simple, very simple. And it's not just comparing, well, the government on this particular case or that case, they've also banned other kinds of meetings together. You know, the First Amendment gives special treatment, not just equal treatment, to houses of worship. That's why we not only have the free speech, assembly, redressing your government protections that apply to everybody, but you have the special protection for churches and houses of worship, for people of faith, free exercise of religion, and the government cannot establish a religion. That's how the First Amendment actually begins. Free exercise of religion, and the government can't establish a religion. And so the government doesn't have the authority, the state doesn't have the authority to tell you you can't sing.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable that Governor Newsom thinks he does have that.
That is the shocking thing. And also, the state doesn't have the authority to say you cannot meet in your home. And we're not talking about throngs of people meeting in a church. That's all banned too, whatever the size, no matter what the size. And even outside of these 30-plus counties, you can only have up to 100 people in a church, no matter how big. But we're talking about no meeting, no religious service, and no religious service in your home. Banning Bible studies, banning in-home fellowship, making that illegal to gather in your home with your next-door neighbor or with your friends to open up the Word of God and study it, or to have praise and worship, to have someone over to your house to pray for them, to go to somebody's house who's hurting or who needs healing, to pray for that person, to go to somebody's home where they are perhaps even dying. Yeah. And you can't even go to the home and gather a few of your people from church to go there and lay hands on them and anoint them with oil. That's how bad this particular order is.
Matt, when you started Liberty Counsel, did you ever imagine that we could be dealing with this kind of case where churches are banned, home fellowship groups are banned from meeting?
No, not at all.
Could you ever have imagined?
No, we had religious freedom as a pillar and the sanctity of human life as a pillar. Later on, we added marriage and family. That became a major issue.
But like religious freedom, good news clubs, things
yeah,
like that you were dealing
access,
with. Right.
Having a Bible club in public school that's treated equally.
Right.
Something
but
like that.
Now we're representing churches and their right to meet.
Yeah, we've had zoning cases, but we're talking about churches not even being able to meet. And not just churches. I mean, you have to understand the impact of this. No in-home fellowship.
It's like a bad movie. Yeah.
So you mean literally the situation that I just described, somebody is in their home and they're going through a lot of trauma, or maybe they are in the last stages of their life because of some disease, mm-hmm. could be cancer, whatever it might be. And you're going over to that home and you're going to take a couple people mm-hmm. and you want to come over there and sing over them. You want to pray for them. You want to read them some scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lay hands on them and anoint. You know, the scripture says to lay hands on the sick and they will be healed, to lay hands on them. So laying on of hands is very important in the scripture, both for anointing people to commission them for ministry and set them apart for ministry, but also for healing and for comfort, laying hands on people. And you can't go to someone's house. And, you know, across the street, your neighbor, even if it's just you and your family going to a friend's house and you want to park in their driveway, well, you've got nosy neighbors in some places that are very quick to want to call and report their neighbors mm-hmm. for violating the governor's order. It's kind of like Nazi Germany. You wonder how people came to the point where they would turn in people who were hiding the Jews from the Nazi infiltrators so that they could protect their life. And yet, that's how Anne Frank and her family mm-hmm. ultimately ended up in a Nazi concentration camp.
Snitchers, yeah.
Because they were hiding in her father's office, in their home, in their place where he was. And they got turned in by people. So now you drive into your next door neighbor and you're not a contractor, but you're just there, and someone calls and says, I think they're violating the order. You're over there to actually pray and maybe anoint someone because they're not feeling well. Maybe they're in their last hours. Maybe they just need encouragement because they're going through stress. The government has no business saying that. In fact, we actually cited a case from 1947, the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Everson versus Board of Education, and it says that the Establishment Clause, the provision that says you can't establish a religion, means at least this, and it has several different points, that the government cannot force anyone to attend church, nor force anyone to stay away from church against their will. That's in fact what these orders do, and it's unconstitutional. Pray for our case for Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. For more information, to follow the case, and to support the Ministry of Liberty Council, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.